Hey, this is Guy Pitty from the Food Network, and you're on the road with my homeboy, Dane. Put your seatbelt on. We're on the road.
Zabit 20 WGN on the road with Dane, and I'm live with this. He's a guy that's been rolling out as a cornerstone for the Food Network, New York Times best-selling author, Barbecue Hall of Famer, and on the motorsports side, serious street cred, having driven the pace car at the Indy 500 and been part of record-setting days in NHRA. And for the gotta be, geez, it's gotta be 1,000 spots for Triple D. All would agree, the undisputed patron saint of the independent restaurant, the one and only Guy Fieri. Welcome to the show.
Can you just do that again? Or, as a matter of fact, that it's like my eulogy. That's awesome.
You know, I have to tell you, I pared it down quite a bit. You know, as you progress through your career, you know, there are so many things to mention. So I try to kind of pare it down, just the highlights. We ran the highlight film.
I forgot about the NHRA record setting. That was quite a day in Pomona, man. I mean, I have the trophy. I have the Wally at my house, which is one of my favorite things. But I forgot that it was a record setting. That's actually the truth. Good stuff, man. Good
yep.
Stuff.
And, you know, when we first met, it's got to be about 10 years ago at this time, and it was on set for Triple D, and yes, it was at a diner, and yes, we talked food. But we talked cars, too. I mean, from day one, totally about cars.
I'm sitting in front of my car builder's place right now here in Santa Rosa, the town that I live in, a place called Quartronics, and this guy Danny builds all my, he works on all my toys, and I'm a car junkie, and always have been. I had a very poor career in drag racing with my 68 Pontiac Firebird all tubbed out, and terrible at that, but no, I love everything about it. I miss the days of being able to work on cars. You know, things have changed so much, but they're wonderful. I mean, the culture around cars, it's very similar to food, you know, and you know that. We talk about this all the time. You have a passion for it. You sit there and talk to your buddy about it. You sit there and go over it. You read magazines about it, you know, and that's in cars and in food. There's so much to share. And then as soon as you realize that you'll never master it all and you'll always be a student of the project, you'll really come to embrace it and appreciate it.
Now, fans are going to know that the awesome pretzel cart might have been your first vehicle, but, you know, as a guy now, you have a garage filled with dream cars. Like, what was your first car? Was it that Firebird, or were you driving like a, you know, an 84 Chevette, you know, with a window that didn't work?
No. I was always very particular about my cars. The first car I ever drove was my dad's ranch truck. That was this old pickup truck, and I drove that into the ground. And I was, you know, I was trying to do everything. I was trying to drag race in it. Anything I could do with this truck, you know, an old Ford Camper Special. So I had, you know, that was what I drove when I was like, you know, 14, 15. I was learning to drive. But my first car was a 280Z, a Datsun 280Z, pristine
nice.
Condition, awesome car. And, matter of fact, I'm still always on the quest to find that great 280Z to fill the slot. Unfortunately, the one that I had, you know, it darted into the center of a telephone pole, but that's all.
Yeah, but isn't that crazy? Like, people always, as they get a little bit older, can kind of look back, no matter what kind of car it was. My first car was a 74 Monte Carlo with purple windows, but I want one. I want another one of those now.
Oh, that's exactly right. I mean, I'm on the quest. I'll stand and talk to anybody about any car. I'm sitting in front of a K5 Blazer right now that I'm looking at. That's got it's lifted and running 35s, and I'm just sitting there going, man, I've always wanted a K5 Blazer. So I mean, it's in that thing. If you love cars, then you love. And I love anything. I'll talk to kids about their souped up Supras, and then I'll get into the low riders, and I'll get into the lifted trucks, and I'll get into the crawlers, and I'll get into the, you know, the drag cars, and it's just, I mean, it's such a great culture, and so much to, you know, like I said, so much to learn. You never get bored.
Now, you are, as far as all the food people, you've got to be the biggest sports fan. You know, whether it's with the Warriors and the NBA, baseball, your beloved Giants, and of course you're part of Raider Nation. But having, you know, seen auto racing up close with the Indy 500, of course, recently, you know, us at the Daytona 500, I mean, which was absolutely awesome, by the way. Is there any sport that really is totally different and unique to see in person?
I don't. I think you have to see NASCAR in person. NASCAR, all motorsports, matter of fact, I'd say in person. You can watch desert racing on TV and go, wow, look at that. They're jumping over the sand dunes. You can see people going around the track at 200 miles an hour. You can anticipate someone doing 0 to 60 and nothing, you know, basically watching something take off faster than a jet when it has time. You can see these things happen. But until you're there and you can smell it, you can feel it, you can hear it, you know, all of your senses are fired up on it. You really don't get the chance. It's like someone trying to describe to you eating the greatest dish you've ever had in your life, and they used all the right vocabulary and they used all the right explanations, but it would never create that sensation. That's the exact same thing with motorsports. I think that you have to go there. So don't, you know, people tell me, say, "Oh yeah, that's real tough driving around in a circle, you know, and all that safety equipment." Okay, go stand next to it, all right?
Right.
See what happens. Find tremendous respect. You always have respect for people who are doing their profession the best that they can do it. But when you go there and you see it, you know, Quinn Boyer's a good buddy of mine in NASCAR, and I know his discipline and his attitude and his, and just all the components that go on to racing. And then to see, you know, Daytona 500, we were there, and then to see him go out because another driver made a mistake.
Yep.
I mean, I told Clint, I don't know who's more upset. I'm pissed. He says, you know, it's part of racing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. They are some of the, and they're top athletes in the sport too. Now, Guy, you mentioned some of the connections with food on Triple D. Each city is kind of presented as kind of a road trip adventure. And of course, you know, finding great food and sharing it with fans. And there is this competition to see how many places they can go. I was talking with John Force's guy the other day, and he bragged to me that he had hit 43 Triple D spots so far. But think about this. The show has taken you where you get to see all these spots on the food side, but also you're visiting those communities. Are there any places that you rolled into and then you guys were like, wow, this, you know, you're getting to see America, hey, the world, you know, that you were like, wow, I'd come back here?
Well, I mean, and I'm not going to be cliche. You and I have known each other long enough, so I don't have to, you know, give you any stories. I got to be honest with you. Chicago is my favorite food town.
Nice.
And I mean, that's kind of out there to say that, but you got one of the greatest mix. There's such a great mix of people, and there's such a unique character and so much culture, and it's, you know, and I feel it's easy to get around. So that's one of my favorites. But you know what? I quit trying to pinpoint how it's going to go. I just kind of, we end up, I go eat, we check it out, and I'm finding, especially now while we're in the middle of this food revolution, you know, finally everybody's getting it straight. We're getting back into making real food for real people, and everybody's really treating this as the artistry that it is. That, I mean, I'm just rolling into small little towns of anywhere. And I was just in Orlando shooting and just found fantastic places, you know, out of the way places. I found a guy in a truck making pastrami. That's how he makes his pastrami and lox. You know, it's in a big black Mack tool truck. And I'm like, dude, you're in Orlando when it's hot and you're a black truck. But he makes the bomb pastrami. I'm like, real deal, old school, legitimate pastrami. And you know what? If you just, and I say it on the show all the time, you slow down, you get off that beaten path where everybody's going to all those chain restaurants, you just start asking around and say, where's the mom and pop joint? Where did this? And don't go and expect everything to be phenomenal. Sometimes they only sing one or two songs really good.
Right.
And go and have what they do best. And it's out there, man. It's really out there. But I think Chicago is one of my favorite cities to go to. You can find it. You can find it all.
It's good to hear the love for the home cooking. Now, on the show here, and of course, excited to have you on our premiere episode.
And congrats, by the way. Congrats. It's been a long time coming, Dane. You and I have talked for years and years, and I know your talent, and I know your expertise, and I know your passion and your enthusiasm. And you're always such a great host to everybody. I mean, every time I've come on the show, it's been nothing but a good time, and I'm glad that you really are putting my two favorite things together. So now if you could just do it live or do it on television as well.
Oh.
Do we get a podcast, or is there a live stream on the internet?
Yeah, well, yeah, WGNradio.com. People can, they can see what's going on. I don't know that it's compelling visual television. I think I'll stick to being a radio guy.
Just take a little Dan Patrick to it, you know, and you put it together. But you've done great. So big congrats, man, and thanks for having me. You're always on top of the game.
Yeah, and the last thing on the show, we're sharing some travel and trips families can take, and we are taking as our family. And you've met all of my kids, and we're gonna be taking our first like family truckster Clark Griswold trip to maybe Yellowstone or something. And I wanted to get as people share those. Have you done all those either as a kid with you and your sister or with the boys and Lori? Have you done one of those? Get in the car, drive someplace.
Well, here's the funny thing about it. So just as we were getting ready to get on the air and talk, I was over at my truck driving school because I'm getting my commercial driver's license.
Yes.
Because I have this gigantic RV that in the state of California you have to have, if it's over X amount of pounds, and this thing's a monster. It's a semi-tractor trailer but with an RV on it.
Yep.
And I'm doing a trip with the family, and actually it's going to come out on Food Network in the fall. But I've always wanted to drive my family across country. So we're going to drive from California all the way to Florida and everywhere in between. And we're going to go on a family food cultural adventure for 6 weeks. And so we're all gearing up. We take off in June, and I've been in the middle of all my classes and all my, you know, training to get my truck driver's license so I can drive my big monster. But, yeah, we'll be setting off with the Renegade Cross Country, and I will give you all the details. Matter of fact, we should meet up somewhere in between. And
yes. We'll meet at the world's largest ball of twine that's somewhere in Nebraska or something.
That's what my kids are making fun of. Oh, my gosh. We're going to see a moose made out of wax, aren't we, Dad? And I'm like, if there's one, we'll stop.
You know we will. Okay. Well, Guy, I'm going to let you get back to doing what you're doing. I want to encourage all the listeners, of course, GuyFieri.com for all of the swag, all the stuff, FoodNetwork.com for the schedules, diners, drive-ins, and dives. It's on all the time, but specifically Friday, 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Guy's Grocery Games, Sunday, 8 Eastern, 7 Central. And then go to Amazon and get Guy Fieri Family Food, his new book, where you can get you can eat the same things. You can prepare and eat the same things that Guy eats. So, Guy, thanks so much for all you're doing. Thanks for being part of the show today. I appreciate it, man.
You're the best, brother, and continued success. And I will get you the update when the voyage begins.
I know. It's so great about the CDL. That's a tough test.
Dude, you're telling me. But say, I passed all my written. All I got to do is my final driving exam. I have to wait 2 weeks because I have my permit, and I'll be on the road. And I'm excited. But, yeah, it's not. You got to. I give all those guys credit. There's folks out there that are driving trucks. They got to go through quite a bit.
All right. Good luck, man. We'll talk to you soon, and then just keep me posted.
I'll talk to you about the trip across country, man, because it's going to be a blast.
Oh, we would love it. Best of the family.
Be good, brother. Congrats.